What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to the Leo Podcast, a podcast where we talk about finances, business, tech, and taboo subjects with the Latin American community and those that are willing to listen. I'm your host, Kevin Munoz, and today's episode, we'll be covering step 3 of the 11-step guide to starting your business. If you haven't already, I recommend listening to episode 26, where we go over the first 2 steps, which are conducting market research and writing your business plan. Don't forget to check out the full 11-step guide I created if you're interested in how to start and plan for your business, available now on Patreon. And so for today's episode, we'll be going over your different options when it comes to funding your business. One of the biggest questions that you might have if you're thinking of starting your own business but don't have much money to get it running is, how am I going to fund it? And if I don't have enough money, what other alternatives are there? Well, fear not, we'll be covering all of this and more in today's episode, coming up right now. It is no surprise that starting your business costs money. Funding your business is one of the first things and most important financial choices most business owners make. How you choose to fund your business could affect how you structure and run your business. Typically, there's 3 ways to fund your business: either self-funding, funding from investors, or getting out a loan. What we're going to start out with is funding your business yourself with self-funding, otherwise known as bootstrapping. Self-funding lets you leverage your own financial resources to support your business. Self-funding can come in the form of turning to family and friends for capital, using your savings accounts, or even tapping into your 401k. With self-funding, you retain complete control over the business, but you also take on all the risks yourself. Be careful not to spend more than you can afford, and be specifically careful if you choose to tap into your retirement accounts early. You might face expensive fees or penalties or damage your ability to retire on time, so you should check with your plans administrator and a personal financial advisor first. Up next is getting venture capital from investors. Investors can give you funding to start your business in the form of venture capital investments. Venture capital is normally offered in exchange for an ownership share and an active role in the company. Venture capital differs from traditional financing in a number of important ways. Venture capital typically focuses on high growth companies. It invests capital in return for equity rather than debt. It is not a loan. It takes on higher risks in exchange for potentially higher returns. It has a longer investment horizon than traditional financing. Almost all venture capitalists will, at a minimum, want a seat on the board of directors. So be prepared to give up some portion of both control and ownership of your company in exchange for funding. Now, you might be asking yourself, how can you get venture capital funding? Well, there's no guaranteed way to get venture capital, but the process generally follows a standard order of basic steps. The first step is finding an investor. Look for individual investors. They're sometimes called angel investors or venture capital firms. Be sure to do enough background research to know if the investor is reputable and has experience working with startup companies. The second step is sharing your business plan. The investors will review your business plan to make sure it meets their investing criteria. Most investment funds concentrate on an industry, a geographic area, or a stage of business development. This is why I highlighted how important it is to have a business plan. So make sure that you listen to episode 26 to find out what type of business plans there are. The third step is going through due diligence review. What this means is that the investors will look at your company's management team, the market, the products and services, the corporate governance documents, and financial statements. Fourth step is working out the terms. If they want to invest, the next step is to agree on a term sheet that describes the terms and conditions for the fund to make an investment. The fifth step is the investment itself. Once you agree on a term sheet, you can get the investment. Once a venture fund has invested, it becomes actively involved in the company. Venture funds normally come in rounds. As the company meets milestones, further rounds of financing are made available, with adjustments in price as the company executes its plan. You're listening to the Leo Podcast. I'm Kevin Munoz. This ad break is brought to you by yours truly. If you enjoy the show and are looking to further show your support, and if you already haven't done so, then head on over to patreon.com/LatinAmericaNail or my website, latinamericanail.org, to join the growing Leo Podcast community and receive numerous benefits and bonus content for supporting your favorite podcast, because the learning doesn't stop with this episode. There's also some awesome merch on my website, everything from shirts to coffee mugs and tote bags. All info will be at the bottom of the show notes. Now let's get back to today's episode. The other option for funding is crowdfunding to fund your business. Crowdfunding raises funds for a business from a large number of people that are called crowdfunders. Crowdfunders aren't typically technically investors. Now, it's important to note that crowdfunders aren't technically investors because they don't receive a share of ownership in the business and they don't expect a financial return on their money. Instead, crowdfunders expect to get a gift from your company as thanks for their contribution. Often, this gift is the product that you plan to sell or other special perks, like meeting the business owner or getting their names in the credits. This makes crowdfunding a popular option for people who want to produce creative work, such as a documentary or a physical product like a high-tech cooler. Crowdfunding is also popular because it's very low risk for business owners. Not only do you get to retain full control of your company, but if your plan fails, you're typically under no obligation to repay your crowdfunders. Every crowdfunding platform is different, so make sure to read the fine print and understand your full financial and legal obligations. One of the biggest names out there that you probably heard of when it comes to crowdfunding is Kickstarter, that is also known for helping tech and creative entrepreneurs fund their projects before getting a loan or raising money for venture capital. This company has raised over $5.6 billion with more than $197,425 as of January 2021, projects funded since its inception in 2009. Kickstarter is an all or nothing platform though, which means that you don't get your funds unless you complete your campaign. It also means that the funder's credit card won't be charged unless you meet your campaign goal. However, there are also some great runner-ups like Indiegogo, in which users are usually creating campaigns for tech innovations, creative works, and community projects. The crowdfunding platform works similarly to Kickstarter, except it doesn't have an exclusively all or nothing fundraising model. So if you're interested in crowdfunding, all you have to do is go on Google and just search the best crowdfunding platforms and look through whichever one fits your business the best. And the last type of funding is getting a small business loan. If you want to retain complete control of your business, but you don't have enough funds to start, consider a small business loan. To increase your chances of securing a loan, you should have a business plan. Once again, this comes up because having a business plan is so essential. You're going to need an expense sheet and financial projections for the next 5 years, all of which should be included in your business plan anyways. These tools will give you an idea of how much you'll need to ask for, and it will help the bank know that they're making a smart choice by giving you a loan. Once you have your materials ready and everything is in order, then hit up the banks and the credit unions to request a loan. You'll want to compare offers to get the best possible terms for your loan. Don't settle for the first one that is offered to you. Make sure that you shop around for the best terms and best interest rates. Here's a great tip if you're having trouble getting a traditional business loan. It might be a good idea for you to look into SBA guaranteed loans. This is a good loan to look at when a bank thinks that your business is too risky to lend money to you. The U.S. Small Business Administration, aka SBA, can agree to guarantee your loan. That way, the bank has less risk and is more willing to give you your business loan. Finally, it is no surprise that starting a business from scratch can be challenging. If you'd rather not have to deal with those challenges, there's always the option of franchising or buying an existing business, which can simplify the initial planning process. Now, I won't go into depth covering this, but if you would like for me to cover this in detail, then just send me a DM on my Instagram at LatinAmericaNeo, or just leave me a voice message through Anchor. You can find that in the show notes. Just know that before you decide if one of these options is right for you, make sure that you know the basics of franchising and buying an existing business. The main difference between franchising and buying an existing business is the level of control that you'll have over your business. To summarize today's episode, let's go over some key takeaways. Typically, the three ways to fund your business is either through self-funding, investors, or taking out a loan. When it comes to self-funding, otherwise known as bootstrapping, you retain complete control over the business, but you also take on all the risks yourself. It's also important to note not to spend more than you can afford, and if you're going to be dipping into your retirement accounts, you need to understand that you might face expensive fees or penalties and even damage your ability to retire on time. When it comes to getting venture capital from investors, your business plan is essential because it will be the key to making investors feel confident that you're worth investing in. So make sure that all your documents, everything from your management team, the market that you're trying to tap into, your product and services, to your financial statements are all in line. It's also worth looking into crowdfunding platforms like Kickstarter and Indiegogo, which are rapidly becoming a great way to get your business off the ground. When it comes to getting a small business loan, once again, your business plan is key. You should have a business plan, expense sheets, and financial projections for the next 5 years. These tools will give you an idea of how much you'll need to ask for, and it will help the bank know that they're making a smart choice by giving you a loan. If you have trouble securing a traditional business loan, it's worth looking into a small business administration to guarantee your loan. That way, the bank has less risk and is more willing to give you your business loan. If none of these options are for you and you'd rather not have to deal with those challenges, then there's always the option of franchising or buying an existing business, which can simplify the initial planning process. The main difference between franchising and buying an existing business is the level of control that you'll have over your business. And that's all I have for you on today's episode. I'm Kevin Munoz, and if you learned something new or enjoyed this episode, please share it with a family or friend who you think might benefit from it. I'll see you on next week's episode. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, please give it 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and a follow on Spotify. It helps me tremendously in order to bring more awareness and educational resources to our community. For more information and to stay up to date with what I'm doing, you can follow me on Instagram at LatinAmericaNeo. And if you need more information and resources, you can visit my website, LatinAmericaNeo.org. I'm Kevin Munoz. This has been the Leo Podcast, and I'll see you next time. This podcast is not investment advice, and I am not a qualified licensed investment advisor. All information on here, including any ideas, opinions, views, predictions, forecasts, commentaries, suggestions, or stock picks expressed or implied are for informational, entertainment, or educational purposes only and should not be construed as personal investment advice. Conduct your own due diligence or consult a licensed financial advisor or broker before making any and all investment decisions. Any investments, trades, speculations, or decisions made on the basis of any information found on this podcast, expressed or implied, are committed at your own risk, financial or otherwise.